listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you all for tuning in to Southern Lof, your home for discussions about life in the South, songs about mama, trains, trucks, prison, and getting drunk. It's your host, Avery Wormack. Today, our show segment is going to be focused around Southern food. But before we get to that, we're going to start with a few country songs. Hope y'all enjoy. Our next song is I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive by Hank Williams Sr.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had lots of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch, and I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Up next is Whiskey River by Willie Nelson.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I've got, take care of me. I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory mind in the wetness of its soul, feeling the amber current flowing from my mind and leaving heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my. Thank you. wetness of it so. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind and leaving the heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my
after this next song, we are going to jump into our talk component. But before then, our song is Three Wooden Crosses by Randy Travis.
Girl and a preacher riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. An 18-wheelers can't stop on a there are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 88. Faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher. He gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. While there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take
All right, we're going to start the talk component now. I've got my guest with me today, Charlotte Marshall from Richmond, Virginia. Would you like to introduce yourself or say anything about yourself before we start?
Hi, happy to be on the air.
Awesome. So the topic for today is Southern food. And since she's from Richmond, I figured she has a very good gauge of what kind of how the food differs up here in Pennsylvania than it does down south. So I've compiled a few questions for her that we're going to ask, and then we'll just do a discussion on Southern comfort food in general. So my first question for Charlotte is, which one food item from down south do you miss the most coming up here?
I gotta say, I've been missing hush puppies recently. I don't know why. Just been craving some hush puppies with some, like, honey butter. Would die for some.
I feel that. I haven't had hush puppies up here. But then again, I only get them at Long John Silver's, so it might be a different story.
No. Our favorite barbecue place makes the best hush puppies.
Alrighty. So my next question was, what is the biggest difference in the food up here versus the food down south? Like, in terms of how they prepare it or anything in general, like, what's the biggest difference in what you've seen?
I don't know if there's a big difference in how they prepare it, necessarily, unless it is Southern food, because I don't think, no offense, Loft Kitchens, but your preparation of Southern food is not the best. Just something to work on. But the preparation of, like, normal foods is fine. It's just, like, the grits or, like, the ribs and barbecue and, like, the things that are just not as great as they are back home, you know?
I haven't had the ribs or barbecue here, but I did have the grits this morning, and I would definitely have to
agree with you on that. I was disappointed. They were not buttery at all.
They were not. I had to add some pepper, a bit of salt.
Yeah, they were very that flavor mediocre. Bag.
It's like eating Flanos.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to go off topic a little bit from, like, the home food. Just focus on fast food.
Love it. All right.
So what's your favorite fast food joint that you find down south but not up here?
Cookout. 100% Cookout.
Cookout.
Cookout. I don't know why, but, like, a milkshake late at night with your friends or a corn dog or hush puppies with your family. Just really hits, and I don't know why I'm missing it. That or barbecue.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
What do you think about Bojangles?
I'm a fan of Bojangles. I like me a good biscuit.
Checked on Google Maps earlier today. The closest Bojangles is an hour and 15 minutes away.
That's a disappointment, I gotta say. That's a very long way.
I would definitely agree. And on the topic of cookout, so a lot of listeners might not know what cookout is. Could you give an explanation of what cookout is to the people up here?
Cookout is basically, it's this, like, drive-through. There's no sit-down. You just drive through and get your food, but it's cheap. So cheap. You can get a milkshake, corn dog, hush puppies, Cajun fries, a million things, all for, like, under $5. It is fantastic.
So, would you compare it somewhat to a Sonic's in that aspect of that it's just drive-through?
I would say that is where the comparisons end, because Cookout is so much better than Sonic.
I have to agree with you on that one.
I will stand by that till the day I die. Cookout is so much better than Sonic.
Alright, so still on the topic of fast food. Well, this might not be exactly fast food, but I was having this conversation last night. Waffle House or IHOP?
I gotta say IHOP, not necessarily because of the Southern thing, but because it holds nostalgia for me from theater days. So it's like the place itself, not necessarily the food.
All right, so it's the atmosphere of the IHOP versus the Waffle House.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I go the other way on it, but I just think the food's better at Waffle House than it is at IHOP, and it's also a bit cheaper, so.
That's true.
All right, now we're getting to the heavy-hitting question here today.
I'm ready.
Tea.
Yes.
How sweet or unsweet, how should it be prepared?
I prefer sweet tea, which they do not have here. And you make sweet tea by heating up the tea and then stirring the sugar in and then letting it cool down and then putting ice in it. And that's sweet iced tea. It is not, we have unsweet, and here's some sugar packets that the sugar doesn't dissolve. That's not how that works.
So the difference between sweet tea and sweetened tea is you're preparing it earlier versus later.
Right. Preparing it while it's boiling versus while it's in front of me iced.
That makes sense. So someone last night I was talking to compared it to as you want the tea to be dissolve as much sugar as possible where it can't dissolve anymore.
Like 100% solidity.
Would you say that's a fair assessment of it?
Yeah, it depends though. Sometimes I drink unsweetened tea because I don't need the sugar.
Yeah, I pretty much only drink unsweetened tea for that exact reason.
Yeah.
So if you drink a sweet tea, it makes me feel like I'm drinking Coke.
You can like feel it in your teeth.
Yeah.
I like the sugar.
Not the most pleasant feeling, I'd say.
Tastes good though, so it's fine.
It does, yeah. All right. On the topic of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
What should it go on, and should it be brown or white?
Should be an in-between color. Do you know what I mean?
So like a grayish, sort of.
Gray sounds gross, but kinda. And it goes on biscuits, and it goes on mashed potatoes, and it goes on meatloaf. Anything to add to the list?
Ooh, I'd add turkey.
Turkey. Oh, you're right. I forgot about turkey.
And I'd also add fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
It's not common, but I think it tastes good.
If I'm going to put anything on my chicken, it's going to be like syrup for chicken and waffles. It's not going to be... I also don't normally have gravy when I have fried chicken.
I just have gravy and gravy, mashed potatoes, and then fried chicken with it. Like when you go to KFC,
yeah,
you get the whole thing.
I get that.
I feel like the gravy sort of gives it some of the... A little bit of, it makes it so it's not as dry if it's not fried perfectly.
That's true. I do love a good crispy fried chicken.
Favorite piece of chicken?
Leg? I'm a leg person.
With you on that?
I feel like breasts are difficult to eat.
I feel like the worst is the wing, though.
Yeah.
So many, like, little bones in there.
That's true.
Always getting stuck.
That's true.
There's not enough meat on it either, so...
I agree with that. You don't get the bang for your buck.
Exactly. Alright, so I found a list online last night of the Southern Comfort Foods ranked.
Love it. Alright.
So I'm just taking the top five here, and I want to see if you agree with the ranking as compiled by Thrillist.
Okay, so is it like 1 through 5? Like, 1 is the best?
Yep, 1's the best, 5 would be the worst.
Okay, alright.
So starting off at 5... Shrimp and grits.
Okay.
4, sweet tea. They put it up there even though it's not a food.
Yeah, whatever. It's close enough.
3, barbecue pulled pork. 2, buttermilk biscuits. And 1, fried chicken.
I don't know. I'm such a big grits fan that, like, not shrimp and grits, but, like, cheesy grits, top of my list. I'd say grits... Sweet tea, pulled pork, biscuits, then fried chicken.
So you pretty much take the list and completely reverse it.
Basically.
All right, that's interesting.
But only if it's shrimp and grits, then shrimp and grits goes, I think, to the bottom. But cheesy grits, number one.
Okay, so shrimp and grits at the bottom, but if it's just plain grits and cheese, then it works.
Yeah.
All right, so two last questions. So the final one on the food topic is if you can make one food recommendation, if someone went down south, you'd tell them, try this food, what would it be?
I don't know. I hate that I keep coming back to grits. but I keep coming back to grits. Maybe it's just because I've had them here a lot and they've always been a disappointment. I would say... Try anything that you see that looks, like, not one specific thing, but if it just looks southern, looks like someone's grandma would make it in a kitchen, try it, because it will be good.
All right, thank you. And finally, a song recommendation to play following the segment.
Southern Nights. Not technically country, but I love that song, and it reminds me of home, so... That's my request.
All right, I got you. Up next, Southern Nights.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Up next is a request from Christina. The song is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up,
when to hold,
know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Up next is another request. Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver, requested by Victoria.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. I belong
Up next is House in 90 Acres by Chris Knight.
I've got a house in 90 acres, some cattle in the barn, two kids with no mama. She left in a salesman's arms, and a sign by the mailbox says there's an auction in the yard. Born and raised, it's been damn easy, but lately living's hard.
Up next is 1968 by the Turnpike Troubadours. It is time for me to read some educational PSAs. The first one is on depression. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got back my life through the help of a support group where I found hope and released my bitterness about having depression. 50,000 people find comfort and direction at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help. Our second PSA is about sexual assault. Every 98 seconds, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. You can chat online with someone who is trained to help through a secure, confidential platform. Visit RAINN.org to chat with someone who is trained to help. That's RAINN.org. Finally, our third PSA will also be on depression. 50,000 people find comfort and direction at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help. Now we are going to move on to our next song, which is Ballad of a Southern Man by Whiskey Myers. Enjoy.
My first rifle was a 243. The papa gave daddy and daddy gave to me. And they taught me how to shoot with a steady hand. I guess that's something you don't understand. Now I grew up on a prison farm, sneaking pulls shine from a mason jar. Used to go fishing out Pickle Creek Dam, but I guess that's something you don't understand. And grandma's in the kitchen, papa's done passed on. We'd sit out on the front porch just to pick it.
Up next is Tattoos by Tyler Childers.
I'm now the one she left, a haunted tale for someone else, a little bit about herself,
river she's sleeping. Flint strikes out to pierce the dark, cause a flame from just one spark, and fill the room with smoke so harsh. She exhales a memory. The past is fading over time, but it's still hanging.
Up next is Queen of Memphis by Confederate Railroad.
Man that night.
Up next is a request from home from my sister. It is You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift.
She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room. It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears shorts.
Thank you all very much for tuning in to Southern Loft tonight. Please tune in next week at 10 p.m. to catch our next segment of the show. Have a great night.
We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Well, somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.